This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. A bit of a weird one today because it is a Wednesday. However, we've got the next 2 days off, so we're not back till Monday. So I say weird in the sense that we're going to give you Alpha Bucks, but you've got like 4 days to practice it.
And you know what? Typically people win when they have a couple of extra days to practice it. Like they,
so true.
You know, you got the extra time on your hands.
Yeah. Well, Mondays is, yeah, you're right. Mondays is a day that we normally would give away Alpha Bucks if someone's done their research, done their homework. So with that in mind, T for tiger
is
the letter. And starting with T, something you put plants in.
Teapot.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'll take it. Not on my sheet, but I'll take it because
what
I have seen that.
Terrarium.
Bang, yes. And terracotta pot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Bit of a thinker.
Not really if you're a gardener like me now.
The reason why your plants keep dying is because you keep putting them in teapots.
Me and Russell went head-to-head yesterday.
Oh, okay, sure.
We don't really fight that often.
No, well.
But I will say, got a little heated yesterday.
Oh,
here I am airing all our grievances.
Nah, anyway,
it's a very one-way conversation.
I can be Russell if you want.
Well, I'll tell you and you tell me who's in the wrong.
Okay.
So the thing is, like I said, I've been into gardening lately. I'm trying to tidy up the yard.
Yep.
Now, keep in mind, Russell was a gardener for a year at a nursing home. That was his thing, right?
Yeah.
He knows about gardening.
Yep.
He was good at it. So it was my idea, I admit, to plan a veggie garden and all this. But there was, and he looks after all the indoor plants, right?
Okay.
But we never discussed who would, take care of everything. And so the other day I walk out and things are starting to die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Russell, what's going on here? You're dropping the ball. He's like, what do you mean?
Mate.
He said, for a change,
he's like, I'm going to be on your side today. I admit wrong because I was like, I just want to be on your side, make you happy before we go into the weekend.
That's his thing, the gardening.
But did you declare that? Was there a signed agreement?
Is, it's like, you know what? Transferable skills. You're already taking care of the indoor plants. And also, if you're not going to take care of the outdoor plants, that's fine. But you need to tell me.
Communication is
key. Communication is key. So really, he is in the wrong.
I mean.
But at the end of the day, I don't want to be watering those plants every day.
But you're the one that wanted them.
Now, this is what he is saying. And I said, you know what, Russell? You live in this household too. And you know what?
So do you.
I know. But I'm just saying, if you look into the studies about what plants do for your mental health, they make you happier. So having more greenery around makes you happier. So I'm like, Russell, do you want to live a happy life or not?
Wow, that sounds like a threat, to be honest. It sounds like you're grabbing him by the wrist really hard when you said that. Hey, Russell, you'll be happy.
But anyway, I did say we will come up with a rostered system.
Oh, is this why you need to stay at my place for a few days? I was wondering. I thought it was a weekend away.
My whole thing was communication. I'm like, all right, fine. If you're not going to water the plants, you need to tell me you're going to water the plants because obviously I'm not going to take initiative there. This doesn't come naturally to me.
So how did the conversation end? Are you now in charge of that or has Russell now added that to his workload?
I think he knew he wasn't going to win this battle, so I feel. But you know what? I did say I offered to water the plants. But then I found out you can overwater them. I can't be trusted with that. What if I go too much at it?
Let me have a vent as well while we're here. So I have a similar situation where I talked to you about how I was doing up the whole back area, bought all these pots for the garden and did all this stuff. But basically what I did is I took all Julia's plants and repotted them into a nice pot so it's all laid out well. Yeah. But Julia has assumed from that I have now taken ownership of the back garden. So the
watering and stuff, Russell is you.
And I'm like, no. I just made your plants not look so crap by putting them in nice things. You're still in charge.
You got to follow through to the end.
So the other day she accused me of overwatering her plants. Because I've been just kind of out there when I do washing and stuff. I go, I'll give a bit of a water. And now she's like, you overwatered my succulent. Look at it. It's dying because it's too full of water.
You know what? I feel like we've lost too many good plants to bad communications.
I agree.
We need to get a plant schedule here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call,
Because the indoor plants, Russell does it every Saturday morning. They are all thriving.
Does he have a little spray bottle or something, a little mist?
He does, actually. He does. I bought it for him.
Yep.
And he does look cute when he does it.
With his little apron.
But you should see it outside. It looks like the bloody Sahara Desert. Saw a tumbleweed go past the other day.
There's no way your yard's big enough for a tumbleweed.
That's what I mean. There's not much space to take care of.
Yeah.
And can I just say another point to my argument, this might bring you back, Alan?
All right, we'll see.
When we, and you'll remember this.
Yep.
When we first moved into the house, there was a lot of work to be done inside.
Yep.
And I said, I will take control of the inside. You will take care of the outside.
Yeah, that's a good
remember
call.
That. He got all that turf.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
All that stuff. It's like selling houses. Yeah. You know, we each have our jobs.
I agree.
The yard.
I think communication, you're right, is key. And I think it should have been decided. But you're right. You've always claimed the inside.
Exactly. And the way he looks after that grass.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, are there no water restrictions ever? The way he, honestly.
I'll get yourself in trouble.
The way he looks, like, there's a, the other day, Gus was running too much and dug up a little bit of the turf. You should have seen him out there. Look like he had a little tweezer putting it back in place. But yet there's a whole bunch of dead veggies right next to it.
Yeah.
Can't pick and choose, Russell.
Yeah. No, you're right. He's the outside, you're the inside.
Every plant needs care.
Also, anyway. So you're going to start doing the front of your house as well? That little bit of patch
along
there?
That was his argument as well. See, here's the back and forth of it all.
When I drove past that the other day, geez, that looked pretty dead.
Exactly right. Because he reckons, oh, no, I said the backyard. I'm like, a yard's a yard.
Yeah.
That's just geography.
All right. Well, hopefully everyone enjoyed that. I know Carly feels a lot better.
It's long weekend at my household.
It certainly is. We'll see you again on Monday. Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
I promised everyone earlier this week that I would get everyone on the same page when it came to knowing the gender of my unborn child.
Yes.
Because I did slip up.
Because I don't know it.
No, you do.
I remember. Yeah, no.
Act surprised later.
Okay, I'm coming too hot.
But you do know, because I slipped up on air like a few weeks back. It was at 6 o'clock. It was the first thing we did on air. We did, good morning, how's everyone going? And then I went and I slipped, and I didn't mean to, because behind
and I was
the scenes,
not mentally prepared for that. By the way,
I wasn't mentally prepared.
You've got to warn a girl before a big light.
I wasn't prepared to do it either, and I'll play that audio soon so everyone could enjoy the backtracking and the desperate attempt I do to try and keep the secret.
I cannot wait to find out.
It is. Okay. I figure, but not everyone's listening at 6, so I want to get everyone on the same page, because you now know, producer Shelby knows, some people around the office know.
As they say, early bird gets the gender reveal.
That's true. A lot of people around Broome, Mardi Gras, when I was having a few drinks, know. A few people around Albany when I was having a few drinks, the Earl of Spencer know. I think I know a theme here, actually. So, with all that in mind, don't spread that rumor again. I am going to reveal the gender. Okay, so we're all on the same page.
Yes.
So, Jula and I, in July, are going to be having, boy, I can't wait to tell you. Because, girl, you are really going to love this news. When I do eventually say what it's going to be. And I just want to say that, Girl, is my favorite song from Destiny's Child. Just wanted to quickly throw that out there.
Now, I'm actually questioning if I do know still.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping with what we have. It's not a rude boy. Another one of my favourite songs, actually. But in all seriousness, the bit you probably don't know about, Carly, is that Twins. Thompson Twins, another one of my favourite songs. But with all that in mind, I can tell you right now that Jula and I are going to be having a girl. That's real.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, life-changing. Exciting. Yep. That is genuinely really exciting, though.
Yeah, you're a good actor. Now, let me play you the moment that I did slip up on air at 6 a.m. on the 28th of March, the same date.
You won't even be able to tell the difference in my reactions, by the way.
I'm sure you won't. 28th of March. This is 3 minutes past six. First thing we're doing in the morning. And it is my 20-year anniversary of my wife. And enjoy this hecticness. 20 years anniversary for myself and Jula.
Oh,
20 years today.
Congratulations.
And Carly, you said we wouldn't make 19. No. 20
I never
years.
Said that. Wow. And you're soon going to be, you know, a little bub's going to be joining you soon.
I know. So that kid is totally going to feel like he. Wasn't planned.
I knew you would slip up. Can't wait to meet her. Yeah. I can't believe you slipped up, Alan.
Well, did I?
Yes.
Because Jula and I have been playing a game where we keep referring to it as a different sex. And so I'm hoping that didn't come out. I said girl, didn't I?
You said girl.
Damn it. All right. Or did I?
You did.
Or did I?
You did. Are you having a girl, Alan?
I don't know. Am I?
Yes. According to my email I just sent out, you are.
I don't normally swear on air, but Yeah, it was meant to be a secret. We were meant to do a gender reveal like in June. That was the whole thing. Anyway.
Oh, well, put away the V8s, hey?
Oh, no, she's going to be driving. Don't worry about that, mate.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
The Fame Game.
Your favourite segment, Alan, and the way to make your unborn child proud of you.
That's okay. I'd rather be disappointed than hear this segment back.
So I test your pop culture knowledge, okay. Which is actually quite good. Now, it doesn't get more pop culture at the moment than Taylor Swift. Everybody is talking about her. Everybody is loving her. You're in that too, Alan. As producer Shelby glares at you across the desk.
To be honest, I need a little break. I'm a little bit fatigued from Taylor Swift.
Oh, she's got
maybe
some songs.
If she had come here with her Eras tour, maybe I'd have a different attitude, but she didn't, so I'm a little bit fatigued. There, I said it.
Well, Alan, you are a Swiftie at heart.
No.
Alan?
Yes?
Good. Now, I'm going to test you on which one isn't a lyric from a Taylor Swift song. So I'm going to give you three...
What chance do I have with
lyrics?
This?
I'm going to give you three lyrics. Now, producer Shelby may or may not have heavily produced this segment. Being a Swiftie, I did not want to do any wrong.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with A. She looks at life like it's a party and she's on the list. She looks at me like I'm a trend and she's so over it.
She rhymed list with it.
B.
Okay.
You said if we had been closer in age, maybe it would have been fine. And that made me want to die.
Dramatic. Could be her.
C. Walking through the forest as the moss hits my toes, I realised I missed you most.
God, there's some very creative rhymes in all those ones. Out of curiosity, so one of them's a Taylor Swift lyric. What are the other two? Like, did you make them up? You did? Okay. You're very
good. Except for the third one. I know. I actually said to producer Shelby as I was doing this, maybe if Taylor needs a little hand for inspiration.
I'm going in number one.
Oh.
Read it out again for me, please.
Okay. She looks at life like it's a party and she's on the list. She looks at me like I'm a trend and she's so over it. So
okay.
Only one of them isn't the Taylor Swift lyric.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I thought there was only one was a Taylor Swift lyric.
No. Only one isn't.
One isn't. Okay. In that case, I'm going to lock in number two.
Uh-oh.
I have sound effects.
Not needed. Just like... Taylor Swift doesn't need to write her own lyrics anymore because that moss through the toes, that was all me, baby.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's the first time you've lost and I've actually been happy.
Okay.
I tricked you.
So moss, the third one was
you. The third one, walking through the forest as the moss hit my toes, I realised I missed you most.
Yeah.
I think that's quite beautiful from me. Anyway, let's move on.
Please.
Okay. A. I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night, rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. B. When you walked in and looked at me, a storm started inside. I knew you had changed my mind. There was nowhere to run and hide. C. I was tame, I was gentle, till the circus life made me mean. Don't you worry, folks. We took out all her teeth.
I'm going to go number two because that's the one you did most passionately, which means you're trying to trick me and that's you.
Damn it, you know me so well!
Bang. Yeah.
Also, was that beautiful? Bring a little tea?
No.
Okay. All right. The third and final, the decider, Alan.
Yeah.
For the respect of your unborn child.
To be honest, I don't think I'm ever going to get it. I've already accepted that.
We're all bored. We're all so tired of everything. We wait for trains that just aren't coming.
Actually, no, that's from my diary. I don't know how that got here.
B.
That's how I feel right now.
This lonely room feels so empty. Just me and my regrets. And cold blue eyes look back at me. The mirror has no sympathy.
That's very nice, actually. Yeah.
And in a feud with her neighbour, she stole his dog and dyed it key lime green.
Well, three feels like the right one, but it also is so absurd. I just don't know if you would be able to come up with it. So I'm going to go... Give me number one again.
We're all bored. We're all so tired of everything. We wait for trains that just aren't coming.
Nah, that sounds good as well. I'm going to go number two.
Now, Alan, not only is that not a Taylor Swift lyric, but that is a lyric from one of your favourite songs at the moment, JoJo Siwa's Karma.
I do love that song. Give me the lyric again.
This lonely room feels so empty, just me and my regrets. And cold blue eyes look back at me. The mirror has no sympathy.
Absolutely love it.
Oh, here we are. Now you're going to start something with this. Oh, here we go.
Now that's a real artist, JoJo Siwa, not Taylor Swift.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and the new year of Eurovision is about to kick off. We're not too far away, early next month on SBS. Make sure you're watching it. And we thought, to get into the spirit of things, why not get WA's own Voyager, who just happened to rock it last year at Eurovision.
Australia's Voyager.
They blew the roof off this place.
I mean, they first began in 1999. That's when they first formed, and they really showed that on stage tonight with their expertise. They just worked it, and look at them there. They're so,
so
joyous.
Happy.
And joining us now from the band is Alex. How are you, mate?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, after that intro, I'm pumped, and I'm ready to get back on the Eurovision stage. Get me back over there immediately, if not sooner.
Man, you were someone that went into it. We chatted to you a bunch last year that you were kind of like, I don't know how it's going to go. Obviously, Danny from the band, he's all about it. But you're like, we'll just see how it goes. Should be a bit of fun. And then you became obsessed with it and you were engrossed in every element that was Eurovision.
It collects you in its orbit so easily, and especially when you're competing in it. I mean, I was just like, I was all over it. And I, in fact, remember being in the studio with you, Alan and Carly, and you were asking me, are you going to do Eurovision? And I knew, yes, we were, but I had to keep it hush-hush. So I'm glad that I don't have to be so secretive around you guys anymore.
That is good.
You can actually talk about your connection to this year's Eurovision, because I understand you are still going to be participating in some way.
That's right. I mean, we're throwing our support behind Electric Fields. We really, really love their song, and we can't wait for Australia to get on that stage again. And kind of knowing firsthand what that experience is going to be like, I'm nervous and I'm excited for Electric Fields, who of course are representing Australia.
Here's a little bit of that song, by the way. I reckon it's going to do pretty well, to be honest with you, Alex. Now, you have sat down with the band and actually listened to a bunch of the entries for this year. Who's the favourite so far, do you think?
I reckon Switzerland's Nemo. With the Code.
Yeah.
Their song is incredible. And that just seems to have immediate wow factor for me. But also, I have to really, really encourage people to check out Latvia's Dons with their song Hollow.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of bald dudes in it. And as a bald dude myself, Scott, the guitarist in Voyager, and myself, the bass player, we were holding the bald guy flag high at last year's Eurovision. And there was no one else. So I reckon, yeah, check out Switzerland, check out Latvia. Of course, check out Australia's entry as well. A special mention to the Netherlands with Just Klein, if I'm pronouncing that correct, with Europapa. What a powerful song that is as well. And well worth checking out the video clip.
Is there like potential earworms? Like, we had a bunch last year that we just like could not get out of our heads. There was one I was kind of glancing at quickly from, I think it's Baby Lasagna with Rim Tim Tuggy Dim.
Yes, yes. Look, expect the Voyager reaction video to that. And we actually did have Tim Tams at the time. So it was like Rim Tim, Sammy, Tim Tam. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be great.
Now, Alex, everyone is behind you guys at the moment. Obviously, it hasn't been an easy ride since Eurovision with Denny's news and cancer diagnosis. How's he doing?
He's doing great. Really, he's had amazing help through his chemotherapy, and he's had so much support from our fan base and also just general strangers on the internet. Normally, we kind of like getting nasty comments because we kind of find them funny on our YouTube videos.
Yep.
But everyone's been overwhelmingly positive and supporting to our good friend Danny and us as a band. So we're so thankful to have such an amazing fan base. I think we do the Australian thing, which is we kind of take him down a peg as well. So when, you know, if he's feeling sorry for himself, we just tell him to, I don't know, maybe like eat a spoonful of concrete and harden up. And it worked well.
Carly asked me a question off air, and I'm kind of the Voyager expert on the show, as some of the listeners would know, as I've been following you guys for a while. She asked me if you guys had a new album out. I mentioned that you guys had just released a new album, but if you guys were working on new music, and I couldn't give her an answer. Alex, will you be able to help me with that?
I think we probably should put together a new album pretty soon, or at least start talking about it. But I'll tell you what, filming and editing reaction videos that are anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes takes almost as long as writing and recording a whole album. So...
But it's all for a good reason. And that reason, of course, is Eurovision. We can't wait for it kicking off next month. Alex, thanks so much for your time today. From Voyager, we appreciate it.
Woo-hoo, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Yep. We're doing this.
Behold! As Alan predicts, your pet's name.
Now, the way it works, we get a caller on the air. I get to ask them three questions, throw five names at them, and then those five names, I will successfully predict their pet's name. However, if I don't, Carly will come in with a crack and try and save the segment. Weren't needed last week, but
won't be needed. I've already got my legs up on the desk.
Love to see it. Priscilla from Bunbury is playing today. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing well. Love your energy, love your vibe. I feel like we're on the same team,
guys.
Priscilla.
And cheers.
Now, Priscilla, here's my first question of three. What is the first letter of your pet's name?
It is B for Bravo.
Oh, I was feeling B. That's good. That's a good feeling. I was feeling B. All right. Your pet. Who names the pet?
Oh, it was a mix between my husband and I think.
Okay.
We sort of, we both settled on it.
Okay, so between the two of you, that's good. Was it really you, but
settled.
I don't know.
It makes it feel like you don't love the name.
Oh, no, it's perfect for him.
Okay.
And I guess a follow-up question, but my last question, how did you get the pet?
So we have his mum.
Mm-hmm.
So, his mum and then obviously himself. So he came from his mum and we obviously have... Yeah.
Oh, no, Alan.
Yeah, I can hear.
You refuse to do a radio segment with a baby.
That's my rule.
Of course not, Priscilla. We are baby friendly here.
He's very upset because the music stopped.
Oh, no.
Now you're upsetting babies, Alan. There's a lot of pressure on
this. To be fair, I do encourage a 15 plus audience when listening to this show, and I will not tolerate breastfeeding while with your kid. Not true. I love babies. About to have one.
Are you having a baby shortly?
I am. So really, you're just triggering me. Anyway, isn't about that. It's about getting names right. And I have come up with the five names right now. So here we go. Name okay, number go one. It. Your pet is called Bruno.
No. So
okay.
Funny.
Oh. Baxter.
No.
Then you go Bandit.
No, sorry.
I feel like that was a good one. Okay. Bear.
No.
Okay, one more guess left, and then it's all over. My streak's over, and everything sucks, and I hate the world again. Let's go with... Bono?
No. Oh, I really wanted you to get it.
Yeah, me too, to be honest with you. But that's okay, because Carly's here.
Carly has a crack.
Priscilla, I'm just as devastated as you that it had to come to this. But you did say, when Alan predicted Bruno, that he was close.
Yeah.
And that made me think, you know what? Alan's psychic abilities just needed to move a little to the left.
What is this, Beyonce?
And then that's when I picked up on them.
Oh.
And that's when I channeled the name Bruce.
Oh, no.
Jeez, we need a new compass.
Yeah, okay, that was completely off.
Please don't tell me it's Benji, because that was my original guess.
No, that's wrong too.
What is the pet's name?
So it's Bone.
Bone?
He had a shape of a bone on his neck when he was born.
Okay.
So we went with Bone.
I don't want to be that guy, but how's Bone close to Bruno?
I think Alan's got a bone to pick with you now.
I certainly do, Priscilla. Look, it's not just going to be the baby crying right now, because I'm about to get real upset and a tantrum is incoming. Because of that, are we going to go into ads instead of a song because of your baby, all right, Priscilla?
Don't blame the baby.
Only way the baby's going to learn. No. Bone's a cool name. It's a tough name. Is the dog tough?
He's got three legs and he's a staffy and he's, like, pretty solid.
Alan, you should feel so bad now.
Why? I didn't give him three legs. It's not on me. I like the name Bone.
It's a pretty good name.
It is
He's a bit of a bonehead.
See, I'm not the bad guy. Well, Priscilla, thank you so much for playing. And yes, your baby, always welcome to listen to the show.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
At breakfast with Alan and Carly, and everyone's been watching this one, Food Stars. The finale is coming up, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars, tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. And Carly, we have one of our guests in the studio who's featured on the show.
Yes, we have Mason, who has brought his product, Community Brew, to the show. We are getting to the pointy end of the competition. How are you feeling about it all?
Oh, nervous and excited.
Yeah.
That's the right answer, I feel. Yeah. It'd be weird if you were like crazy confident. I feel like no one should ever be crazy confident when you're dealing with Gordon Ramsay, right?
No, about to be judged by a nation plus two titans.
Oh, yeah.
Nerve-wracking.
Yep. Well, three, I plan on doing a vote as well.
But I have this theory that Gordon Ramsay has obviously built this brand on being this like really tough exterior, like really critical of people. But I feel like once the cameras are down, he's like just a big teddy bear, right?
No, the idiot sandwich continues. So, yeah, no, if your weaknesses are exposed. But that's what you want. When you're being mentored, you want to have what your weaknesses are, and then you want to be told what your strengths are.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then you want to either develop your weaknesses or play to your strengths.
Uh-huh. But during one of those idiot sandwich raves, were you going, geez, I wouldn't mind being Team Janine at the moment. Looks a lot nicer over there.
It was pretty clear. I mean, you would have seen on episode one, Gordon shook my hand and he told me I was full of something.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can swear on the show. But
no.
So, I was full of it, and I was full of it for several episodes. So Gordon kept reminding me of that, and that really just stoked this sort of like principled tenacity.
Yeah.
And that's what Janine's all about.
Yep.
Janine's all about, you know, don't be the victim, you know, take accountability, be responsible, step up. So she's very much so a character-driven person. And Gordon spotted food talents, like amazing chefs, like people who can just cook.
Yeah.
So there was a real difference as to what team was sort of characterized by.
This one's a bit of an interesting one to me, because you already had to be semi-successful in your field, right? It's not, you know, everyday people that could go on this show. You obviously have to have, you know, a standout product. So how did that go? Were you approached to go on the show, or were you like, this would be a great opportunity? Because there's just so many great businesses on the show.
Being in business, you have to spot the opportunities. And so when this one came up, it was definitely like a jump on it. This is a chance to not only learn, but to get great exposure as well. Like, it's not often that a small business in Perth can be seen by an entire nation. So you've got to put yourself out there. That's business 101. Like, you've got to pound the pavement. You've got to meet your customers. You've got to probably come up with a design before you have a designer.
Yeah.
You've got to traverse so many skills and opportunities before you've experienced them. So taking the opportunity was absolutely, it was going to happen.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of work.
It does. This is why we're not doing it. Yeah.
God, like a lot of stuff
going on. A lot of self-belief as well, right?
Yeah, I don't have that.
I think willingness.
I don't have that.
You put yourself out there every day, Alan. You're absolutely you're open to the court of public opinion.
No, I'm tired.
He just doesn't read the comments.
So the big finale happens. What's next?
Oh, well, I guess it's the mentorship, right? Sure. And you know, the prize money comes in, you know, the we have the big investor on board. Janine's now given me the advice. Like, we sit down, we go through strategy, we work out what is our 5-year plan. I've got an idea.
Yeah.
But it's not gone through the scrutiny of a mogul.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, she's got what 600 boosts around the world. Like, I'm about to have some serious critique on my plans.
What about like a little collab there? Kombucha.
Could get kombucha into all the boost juice.
Yeah. Hey, that's Janine, a great idea. Just the name alone, I'm sold. I'll invest. Can I invest?
It's a booming category,
in that
Janine.
Too.
That's a great idea. That's legit.
It's low sugar, mate.
Do you think that your ideas of where you want it to head versus like a Janine, do you think they will be on par, or do you think maybe she'll be thinking bigger, you'll be thinking bigger?
I'm predicting they won't be the same. Like, I wouldn't want advice that mirrors my own, because that's just like an echo chamber. Like, I want someone that goes, hey, look, you're going left. You need to consider what right looks like.
Yeah.
And then what are the risks of both? Let's weigh it up. Yeah. I actually always wanted to be on Janine's team. As soon as I walked in that room, I'm like, I know what Gordon's all about, but Janine's got the wisdom.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Winning over all the judges, just in case one says no.
Well, there's two opinions
just,
in the room.
Just the ones in this room right now, yeah. Well, we're looking forward to watching it all go down and rooting for you as well. It'd be great to see, you know, WA do well. We always are rooting for that. So good luck.
Yeah, let's bring it home, WA.
Make sure you're watching it. The finale, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. An absolute pleasure, Mason. Cheers for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.